Proverbs 31:28 says, "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her." I don't think this is referring to some future event in glory. I think that children who have had a mother like mine will rise up to testify in the here and now in appreciation of having a virtuous woman for a mother. Now, my mother raised me not to brag or be boastful, even when I've accomplished something big. We were always taught to let others toot our horn for us. Like Proverbs 27:2 says, "Let another man praise thee, and not thine own mouth, a stranger, and not thine own lips." So you can imagine that my mom never really enjoyed being the center of attention, especially in front of a crowd or on social media for that matter. But I'm going to run the risk of getting into hot water by making mention of her today. The day that this particular devotional is set to go live just happens to be on my mom's 75th birthday. And I know that we don't always tell a woman's age, but anyone who knows me knows that I'm in my 50s. Actually just turned 52 in September. And so doing the math, there's not much secret that my mom is older than me. But the point is that at any age, my mom has been a biblical example of a faithful, loving mother. And when I have the opportunity, I try to acknowledge the fact that I am very blessed by the mother that God gave me. There have been times where I felt a little awkward around people who didn't have a mom around as they grew up. I've known a couple of kids whose mom had passed away and others whose biological mothers failed to raise them as a mother should. Regardless, it sort of made me feel ashamed of myself at times because I know I've taken her for granted and just taken for granted the fact that I was blessed with such a mother through my entire life. And as I get older, I appreciate more and more the parents and grandparents that I've had through every stage of my life. I've also come to believe that the lack of gratitude for good parents, and specifically for a good mother, is a sign that tells us a lot about a person. You see, a lot of these godless sports heroes and actors and entertainers, for example, they'll shout out to their mom and thank their mom when they're being interviewed or receiving rewards. These people are among some of the most wicked people on the planet, and they want to give the perception that they really aren't that bad. After all, they love their mother. But it never fails. When you see the news reports and read their biographies, you find out that it's all a big show. Many times their mothers were no count and contributed to producing a wicked faker like that. Other times you find out that they had good mothers, but never have appreciated them or followed their counsel. All that talk on camera is just more showboating and acting. What mothers need isn't a lot of hoopla. What they need is to be loved and appreciated. I don't feel like I've ever done that the way I should, but I do try. And I think my mom knows that. My mom was the first friend I ever had in the world. As Job said in Job 1:21, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Obviously, I don't remember that day. But I do know that I was placed in my mother's arms, and she's been the most faithful, committed friend that I've ever had in my life, and for my entire life. I love my mom. I hope you feel the same way for your mom, whether they're still with you or not. And having a mom that you can be thankful for, and then being thankful to the Lord, is one of the greatest blessings you can experience in this life. I just want to say, happy birthday, Mom. My card will probably be late this year. Again. But I do love you.